Snow Patrol spitting games on Today FM. It is Claire Beck in for Fergal Darcy. And we got an anonymous email into the show. I'm going to read this out to you. This is somebody who, they've been doing something. It's a little bit petty, but it's making them feel better about themselves, but also there's a little bit of doubt. And he or she just wanted to get it off their chest. So here's the message that we got. It says, "Hey Claire, I want to get this off my chest, but please don't say my name. Things are not going well at all with my housemate. She's really messy, brings people back late and forgets her keys all the time, meaning I have to go home and let her in. There's only 6 months left on the lease though, so I'm not going to waste my breath calling her out. Instead, I've come up with my own little revenge plan. Every time she does something bad, I switch the brushes in her bronzer and blusher compacts. It's only something small, but I hope it ruins her morning thinking she's mixed them up again, and it gives me so much satisfaction. My petty little revenge plan helps me sleep at night." Okay. So for people listening who don't use makeup, basically what's happening to this woman is she is doing her makeup and she has two probably identical looking things with identical brushes, and one bit goes on one bit of your face, the other goes on the other bit of your face, and it's going backwards. So she puts them on, realizes that her face looks really weird and has to rub it all off and start again, probably while going, "Oh, you're so silly, I can't believe you mixed them up again," never suspecting that somebody would be petty enough to go into her makeup bag and do that for her. So come on, we've all done it. What have you done to get petty revenge on somebody? Work colleagues is a good one. If someone is, you know, making loud noises at their desk or doing something awful, going to the middle cubicle when the other two are free, or maybe they steal your food out of the fridge, or housemates. I'll give you a prime example. My brother and I used to live together and we're very good friends and I love him dearly, but he has a preference for the way that the toilet paper sits. He likes it to go over the front and I like to come from underneath, and if he did something to annoy me, I would flip the toilet paper in the bathroom to my preference, just to annoy him. So that kind of a thing. Let me know, what have you got? A petty revenge, you know, and this will give people ideas as well for people that are bothering them. Maybe someone who sits beside you on the bus or in work or someone that you live with. Our number is, it is 087-4100-102, and you can text or WhatsApp. This is Bebe Rexha, Meant to Be.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dad.
Hi to Derek, who said, "A mate of mine I used to live with was a total pain in the arse. He would spend a really long time in the bathroom in the morning. Some days I didn't even get a shower." Rude. So on those mornings, I would swap out our sugar bowl with salt. He takes 3 sugars in his tea. Love it. We've got Michelle on the phone. How are you getting on, Michelle?
I'm very well. How are you doing?
I am doing great. I'm loving all these petty revenge stories.
I was laughing at the ones you read out. People are just, it's just petty. It isn't even nasty. Petty.
Yeah, it's not something that's actually going to cause harm to the person. There's a chance they mightn't even notice, but it just makes you feel that little bit better.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's what it is. I've got one, actually. My brother had a really good one, but I don't know if I can say it on air. It's a bit, maybe I won't be able to say it. I'll have a think about
after.
It. Yeah, ask for forgiveness rather than apology. But you had a great one when you were younger with your sister.
Yeah, so when we were little, if my sister annoyed me, I used to get her toothbrush and I'd rub it on the bar of soap in our bathroom and just put it back and never say anything.
So do you think she noticed, or did she just think that toothpaste doesn't taste that good?
I never asked her. She never mentioned. It's just, you know, I like to pretend that she noticed.
So it probably wasn't enough that she went, "Oh, the soap on my toothbrush," but she was just like, "This toothbrush doesn't taste very good," you know. And then
just a little irritating.
But you knew, Michelle, and that is the main thing.
It made me feel better, yeah.
Oh, that is brilliant. Thanks so much for letting us know. I hope you have a brilliant weekend.
You too. Thanks a million.
Okay, thanks very much. Let us know what your petty revenge stories are. 087-4100-102. Shout out to Lauren in Waterford, who got in touch to say, "Hi Claire, my husband likes all of the knives and forks to be in the same direction on the rack of the dishwasher. If he's done my head in, I'll turn one in the middle upside down. It always makes him mad, then laugh at himself." Loving the show. But you see, there's two types of people in this world, Lauren. There are people that put the knives and forks into the dishwasher with the handles facing up, so that when they're clean you can just grab them and throw them in the drawer, in the drawer rather. And then there are monsters who mix them up willy-nilly. I don't know which camp your husband falls into. But yes, WhatsApp or text 087-4100-102.
I'd ask for the lexicon.
The Script Hall of Fame on Today FM. It's Claire Beck in for Fergal Darcy. And we had an email into the show from someone leaving an anonymous petty revenge story. They just wanted to get off their chest and share what they've been doing to their annoying housemate, which was switching the brushes in her bronzer and blusher compacts. Such a tiny, tiny little annoyance, but so brilliant. And we've been asking you guys to send in your petty revenge stories. And yes, there are many, many people in the same mindset. Someone said, "Hi, Claire, please don't say my name, but at my old work, the guys used to stick the kettle on 10 minutes before break. If they annoyed me, I'd go empty the kettle and fill it with cold water for them when they started their break." That is nasty. Someone else, also anonymous, most of these texts are saying, "Please don't say my name." For housemates that took too long in the shower, anything over 30 minutes, think I'm being generous there. That's very generous. I used to head to the utility room and hit the trip switch, leave it for a minute, and then let them finish off their wash. Nice of you to let them finish off, I suppose. Another anonymous one says, "Minor petty revenge. In college in Galway, we had an absolute dick of a landlord, so hard to deal with. We had to leave early. He refused to return our deposit, so we opened a few tins of tuna and dropped them down the cavities in the wall." Timber framed building, and he had to go and get the walls open to get rid of the smell, we assume. That is probably a little bit more than petty, but it's still pretty funny. I hope it made you feel better. We have Cahill on the phone right now. How are you getting on, Cahill?
Not too bad, Claire. How are you?
You, my friend, are somewhat of an evil genius.
I wouldn't say that. My wife might agree with you, but I wouldn't say that.
But this was a long game, petty revenge. You did something very, very simple, but very, yeah, very annoying for the person. Tell the people what you did.
So basically, we used to have this receptionist in the last place I worked who'd go out of her way to make your life complicated if she could put through calls that really weren't appropriate, or, you know, just little things to make your life more complicated. Mm-hmm. She absolutely would. So I wrote the script in Python. It's just a simple program, really, that would cause her CD-ROM tray to open and close at random times during the day. It was completely random. There was no pattern to it. I put it into her startup file, so as soon as she restarted her PC, it kicked in. And it just used to go on and off at absolutely random times. And you could hear her screaming out in the reception area, saying, "My PC is beep haunted." And she kind of lost her mind over it.
Oh my God, that is absolutely just genius.
Yeah, my IT guy wasn't too happy with me because I did it to a few more people just messing with them, not really on a revenge basis.
So a great one, like, I know very, very little about computers, but one thing I used to do with a colleague who would annoy me is, you know, the way you can just flip the screen into nighttime modes, the black things are white and white things are black?
Yeah.
I used to do that to him and just like leave it there and walk away. He'd be stuck with it.
My wife works in IT and she's got a brilliant one. If you take a screenshot of people's desktops, and then just move everything away from the actual desktop itself and leave the background there, people try to click on the icons and they just drive themselves insane when nothing works.
Cahill, has anyone ever mentioned the fact that yourself and your wife seem to be perfectly matched for each other? I'm so glad that you found each other. That is brilliant.
Thanks very much.
Thank you so much. Hope you have a great weekend.
Cheers.
That is just the best thing I've ever heard. And I just love that there's a pair of them in it as well. This one's slightly disturbing. Lorraine got in touch to say, "I worked in a hotel. If the room was left really bad with a terrible mess, I cleaned off all the surfaces, including the toilet bowl, with the same towel and also any drinking glasses. Never drink out of hotel room glasses." And that comes in from Lorraine. I assume, would that be like if the person is staying for a few nights so that she was getting revenge on the same person instead of for the next person? I don't know. But yeah, a hotel, anything. Probably best that we don't think about it. But yes, 0874100102. Please keep them coming. There's so many of these. I don't know if we're going to get them. I've got Aaron on the phone. How are you today, Aaron?
I'm good, thank you. Yourself?
Very good. Come on, tell us your pettiest act of revenge that you did to someone.
So we were working in an office. I'm safe because it was over in England at the time. But we were in an office with a woman who always gave out that anything was on too loud, whether it be the radio or if you're talking to someone across the desk.
Right.
So just before I left, we decided to get an air horn and put it to the bottom of a computer desk. On the springs, when she would sit down, it would go off and just
my God.
Fright. It taught her that it can be louder in the office if you want it to be.
Oh my God, those people though, it's turned down, it's too loud, turn the radio, put your headphones on, you're in a shared space, please sit down. That drives me crazy when people do that. That is absolutely brilliant though, Aaron, thank you so much for sharing that with us. Hopefully you didn't damage your hearing too permanently. Cheers. Hi to Lorraine as well, who said, I had to work with a nasty bully. She used to order me to make her coffee for her all the time. I used to lick the cup rim and put some saliva in it, and worse, but can't say on air. All right, so I started to tell you a story about my brother and what he did. I'm going to half tell you the story. I really can't say the full thing, but basically there was a lad in the group who was one of these social smokers. Obviously smoking is bad, kids, don't do it, but he was like a social smoker who would never buy his own cigarettes, but would be very much kind of, oh, can I have a smoke? Can I have a smoke? So one day, this guy saw him coming into the pub, and he had a box of cigarettes with six or seven, say, left in it. He went into the bathroom. He did something unacceptable to each and every cigarette, the bit that goes into your mouth, the filter bit. And when your man asked him for a cigarette, he goes, tell you what, mate, these are a spare packet. You can hang on to them. So the guy took them and never asked for a cigarette again. Let's just leave it at that.
Make it a summer to remember with up to 60% off your camping and festival.